one last time. But the
Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see. Going to an M's game, hanging with friends.
Let's take a look at the pitching probables here in this one. It's a pair of southpaws and the overall record of 1-1, 3.93 ERA in 8 starts. He's got 34 and a third inning, 31 bunches. The opposition has been more of a reconstruction year for the San Francisco Giants. And as far as these pieces that were acquired, we've got first pitches and starting lineups on 95.3. The Score. One misses outside for ball one. First pitch coming in at 107 here in this one. 71-78 and the recta fastball 85.
On at the cooler. Looking for a great place to host a large party? The Cooler can host birthdays, retirements, and holiday parties, making it easy to receive care even on the weekends. Visit bestmedclinics.com to learn more and check in online.
Jared Dupree and Jimmy Glowanke will be coming up, and they'll get their shot at the lefty Trenton. That's going to bring up Jared Dupree. Dupree, a pair of cuadrangulares on the night, a two-run bomb along with a solo. Still no score as the two-strike pitch, leaving that one low for ball one. Will pass the diving shortstop, Alex De Jesus, and that one will go to Jardín Central in center for the first base hit of the afternoon. Fouled off, and the count will be one strike on Andy Thomas. As he put the first run of the game on the board. It's only been one game. It's the 1-2 pitch. Avanica. He said, Boncha, Simon Whiteman swinging. After that stunt, that 375 average for Spain, it's good for 3-4. So base is loaded with one out here in the bottom of the second inning. A 1-0 lead for the M's. Went around on that one, and he's down with two strikes. Be on it, and we'll foul that one way off. And the count will be one strike.
So, how do you live local? When you're with Selco, it's
included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score.
To see Cantrell. So the Vancouver Canadians getting under the baseball here. Replicated the exact same thing as Toribio quickly with a two-strike count. Wallace on the long pause, comes up with the 1-2, and analyst for the San Francisco Giants here with the Emeralds, and the count to be 1-1. And also with a big time mental fortitude is exactly one of the biggest athletes in sports to have the best win, and all it's popped up. Palmigiani will try to track that one down, will run out of room, and it goes foul. With two outs, and it's the one-hitter, Hayden Cantrell, as the first pitch, and it's a called strike, 0-1. One and one, the count now to Cantrell. So far, 0-4-2. This will be a third time through the Eugene lineup. Currently with a 1-0 lead in the top of the fifth. It's the 1-1, and we'll just get that one in the lower half of the zone. 1-2 now. Here comes the very next pitch, and that one is bounced low. Count will be 2-2. We were mentioning earlier that Wallace, drafted out of Iowa, former Hawkeye, in last year's player draft. He's drafted in the 332nd pick overall, the 11th round. Cantrell able to work the count full here as here comes Wallace's payoff. And that one will just miss inside. And Cantrell will come up with ball four, and that'll be his fifth walk of the series. So time is called, and pitching coach Phil Condari will go ahead and try to settle Wallace back into this game. Lane County Public Health encourages everyone to wash their hands with soap and water or to use hand sanitizer when going in and out of public spaces. And remember that wearing a mask is always an option. For more information about hand hygiene and respiratory health, contact Lane County Public Health at 541-682-1380. 1-0 lead here for the Eugene Emeralds. Alex Naveja with you all, and it is a pleasure to be a part of your Friday afternoon, wherever you may be. It is nothing but nice conditions, nice blue skies atop of Nat Bailey Stadium. With looking ahead of next week, there are threats of rain. That could be a bit concerning. As the first pitch, and it's a wild miss upstairs. Hernandez having to use every inch of his body to try to keep that one in front of him. Remember, Thomas is on third, and Cantrell is on first. It's the 1-0, and that one is kept low, and Matos with the hitter's count now 2-0. Just looking at the weather ahead of time, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Those are the three scheduled games here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Rain is on the forecast for those days as the 2-0, Luis Matos will come up with an elevadito in the infield as Hiraldo will take charge and he will come up with the catch. And what a scary sight here as Hayden Cantrell was running on the base path. He collides with Alex De Jesus and... De Jesus checking up on Cantrell, and he is trying to collect himself here as Carlos Valderrama trying to make sure that he is A-OK to continue on here with the game. But nonetheless, with 4.5 innings gone, 1-0 Eugene on 95.3, the score.
The absolute best place for car audio is Brad's Cartoons. And the absolute best place for your local baseball is the Eugene Emeralds at PK Park. Brad's Cartoons has teamed up with the Eugene Emeralds and JVC and came up with a double play giveaway. Join us with Eugene Emeralds at PK Park and sign up to win your free pair of JVC speakers. And come see us for the Summer of Sound, Eugene and Springfield. Brad's Cartoons.
Introducing new Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. Classic Cola, Cherry Cola, Citrus Soda, and Orange Soda. You hear that? It's seltzer with the pop of soda. All with zero sugar. Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. The loudest flavors ever. Ah. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Seltzer Hard Soda. IRC Beers, St. Louis, Missouri.
Lane County Public Health asks everyone to think about their respiratory health and hand hygiene as they return to public gatherings. It's important to know that as many of us begin to go maskless, the risk of catching and spreading COVID-19 and other viruses might increase. That's why it's up to us as individuals to assess our own risk when choosing to attend gatherings without a mask. Just know that washing or sanitizing your hands is always encouraged, and wearing a mask is still an option when going out in public. Contact your primary care physician or Lane County Public Health for more information about respiratory health and hand hygiene.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Naveja.
Bottom of the fifth inning we go here in Nat Bailey Stadium. Nick Zwack still on the bump for the M's. Need to go the minimum of five innings to be able to be the winning pitcher of record. 9-1-2 hitters will be due up for Vancouver. Is the 2-0 and is just able to get the inner quadrant of the plate. 2-1. So Nick Zwack has a couple of athletes, former athletes in his family. 2-2 count to Santiago. Uncle plays some indie ball for the Fargo-Moorhead Redhawks. He played as a catcher. It's a 2-2 pitch, and here's a ground ball over to short, and that one will be popped up by Marco Luciano. He's trying to read the hop, and while trying to come up with a backhanded one-hop play, ended up popping the ball up. And we'll see how they end up ruling this one. Still waiting for the official ruling, but nonetheless, base runner on. It's a ground ball sharply hit to short as the pitch almost getting away from Thomas. And first pitch, ball one. Back to the top of the lineup we go with Andres Sosa. And the 1-0. Sosa having to shy away from it. And by the looks of things, it is going to be an infield single there for Glenn Santiago. As Thomas calls for some time and will go out to the bump, have himself a powwow there with Zwack. And it's a short one, nothing too serious. Just trying to get him out of this inning. Zwack's mom also played a little basketball in community college. Is the 2-0 pitch. That one also misses low and in, and it'll be ball three. Dad played some football as a running back. It's a 3-0, and Sosa will take that one all the way, and it'll be ball four. Runners on first and second with nobody out for Vancouver. And it'll be the two-hitter, Damiano Palmigiani, as he'll come up with a high fly ball over to center. But Luis Matos will be there to make the catch. Tagging from second is Glenn Santiago, and he will advance over to third. And it'll be one out, runners at the corners. Palmigiani thought that he got all of it. Just a little underneath that one. So with one gone, ducks at the corners. Here is P.K. Morris. Corner infield playing in for the M's. And of course, middle infield playing for the double play. That's the first pitch. And that one is chest high for strike one. One strike, and this one will be a drive over to left field, and that's going to drop in fairly to left as Whiteman struggling to pick up the baseball. One run will come in to score, two runs will come in to score, and just like that, Vancouver able to come up with a 2-1 lead. To be a one-out, two RBI double by P.K. Morris. And they are able to capture their first lead here in this one. And Carlos Valderrama, he is going to come out. And he thought that one was foul. Right now it is home plate umpire Paul Romer who is having a word with him here in this one. Both umpires now will break into a meeting and talk a little about the play and see what did they see out of it. Hayden Homes strives to build a strong community by providing home ownership opportunities for the hardworking families of the Willamette Valley. Learn more at haydenhomes.com. So it looks like the meeting is adjourned. Looks like they're looking to explain things to Carlos Valderrama. Just reading the body language, you see he's trying to explain what he saw and maybe try to give a piece of his mind as far as maybe that one being more foul than it was even fair. So far here in this inning, it's been a leadoff infield single by Glenn Santiago. They actually now looking ahead of it. It wasn't an infield single anymore. They ruled it an E6 on Luciano. Took a little while for that official ruling. So then Andres Sosa would get on with the walk. Runners on first and second. The flyout by Damiano Parmigiani to allow the base runner Santiago to tag up from second to go to third. Runners at the corners with one out. And P.K. Morris would come up with the 2 RBI double to be able to drive in both Santiago and Sosa. So that will finish things up with the meeting. With one out, runner on second, it'll be Gabby Martinez as the first pitch, and that one will be fouled off, and the count will be one strike. There is an arm warming up for the Eugene Emeralds in their pen. One strike pitch, and Martinez will ground out over to third. Backhanded play by Glowenki. It's one hopped over to first. And Glowenki would have come up with the 5-3 putout. So two outs. Runner remains over at third. And Miguel Hiraldo will be due up. And Hiraldo will come up with a batazo over to center field. A diving attempt there by Luis Matos, and it's a catch. Luis Matos breaking the law and avoiding a third run to come in to score here in the bottom of the fifth. But before that, damage is done. Two runs, one hit, one error, and one runner left on base at the end of 5-2-1 Vancouver on 95.3, the score.
In sports, the team with the best players usually wins. At ATCOR, we have assembled a team that is passionate about our mission, our values, and our strategic priorities. Do you want to be a part of a winning team? ATCOR is hiring. Join our growing team in manufacturing. Apply now at ATCOR.com/careers. ATCOR is a certified Great Place to Work company 2 years in a row. We offer great benefits and competitive pay. Apply now at ATCOR.com/careers.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
As summer approaches, discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yaquina Head Lighthouse, and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Enjoy outdoor experience for the family, like fishing, crabbing, hiking, and mountain biking. Love nature? You'll enjoy bird watching, whale watching, and storm watching. So what are you waiting for? Your adventure starts here at discovernewport.com.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
So despite the Vancouver Canadiens driving in two runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, Luis Matos was able to come in and save run number three from coming in to score on a diving grab over in center. As we go to the top of the sixth inning, the Emeralds trailing the way now 2-1. Marco Luciano, Luis Toribio, and Jared Dupree will be coming up. We'll see if Luciano can make up for the error that he committed there at short. Looking back at that play by Luciano that he booted, he definitely had time to be able to get in front of it and at least try to field it in front of him as opposed to going with that backhanded play. And I know going the backhanded side as a shortstop does look nice and it is very flashy, but what do you do when you get a hop that eats you up like that? You definitely look a whole lot better when you're able to knock it down. There's also a new pitcher on the mound here for Vancouver, and it is Justin Kelly as the 1-1, and that one will miss inside for ball two. Kelly, 9-2 on the year, 4.70 ERA in 22 relief appearances. He's got 38 and a third innings of work, 20 earned runs, 15 walks, and 30 punches as Luciano comes up with a slow roller towards the mound, and Kelly will easily flip the ball over to first and puts him away 1-3. So with one away, that's going to bring up Luis Toribio. Kelly will be coming at the Eugene Emeralds. Three-pitch mix. Kelly kicks and fires, and the first pitch, it is a breaking ball for a called strike one. Fastball, 89 to 96. The slider is 82 to 91, and the curva is 77 to 84. That is the one-strike pitch, and just touching the outside of the plate for strike two. Toribio so far has been down on strikes in both plate appearances as the two-strike pitch, and that's a batazo y lo saca foul. Trying to hang on and maintain the heartbeat there in the box. Toribio currently sitting on a five-game hit streak for the M's. As the 0-2 pitch, that one remains in the dirt, and the count is 1-2. It's also gone with back-to-back games with extra base hits. Kelly on the 1-2. And that one is just fouled off. And that one is fouled towards the Emerald dugout. Head of the pitch, 1-2 still. Kelly is 6'1", weighing in 195 pounds, originally from West Jordan, Utah. Last year coming from Low A Dunedin as the 1-2 pitch, and this one is popped up, and this one will also be out of play. We'll do it again, 1-2. Kelly signed as a non-drafted free agent on July 21st last year. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Luis Toribio will come up with a high fly ball deep to right field. He knew he got all of that one, and not a single muscle moved by the right fielder, Gabby Martinez, and it is a bombazo! A loud batazo off of the bat of Luis Toribio to tie up the game here, 2-2 in the top of the six. That is number 21 on the year for Luis Toribio. Four away from Dariel Gomez for the Northwest League lead. As Dupree tries to go back-to-back on a swing like that, and that one is fouled off. And it'll be strike one for Dupree. Outfielders even knew it in Spain, and Martinez didn't even move after that ball was hit. Toribio even stayed in the left-handed box for a couple of seconds just to admire it and make sure that it went out. As Dupree on the two-strike pitch, he will stay alive and will keep it at a two-strike count. Score now evened up at 2-2 now with that solo cuadrangular de Luis Toribio. As a two-strike pitch, and Dupree goes down on strikes going after one. Two put away, and it'll be Jimmy Glowacki. So Toribio with RBI number 57. He is one of the RBI leaders in the Northwest League as well. Can really catch his name in some of the bigger slugging categories. There's the 1-0 pitch, and that one will stay inside to Glowacki. Two balls and no strikes. Toribio tied ninth in RBI as the 2-0 pitch, and that one is off of the plate for ball three. With that being his 57th, he is now tied ninth with P.K. Morris and Drew Romo. There's the 3-0, and Glowacki getting the green light to swing at this one. It's a high fly ball over to center, but this one is playable for Garrett Spain, and he will make the catch for out number three. But before that, it was Luis Toribio tying up the score 2-2 with one swing of the bate on a bombazo to right. 2-2 on 95.3, the score.
Dear gas prices, Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. That says it all. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call me, State Farm agent Sherry Schaefer's in Eugene today.
Summer is upon us, and it's a great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And of course, you will enjoy our homemade fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves, just a short drive north of Florence on Highway 101. Come visit. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
It's a brand new ball game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. It is six. It is now 2-2. Vancouver Canadiens will have Alex De Jesus, Garrett Spain, and Jomer Hernandez. De Jesus taking the 0-1 pitch, and that one is off of the mark. Ball one. So Nick Zwack still on the mound here for the M's. Expect the pitching staff to be watching him very closely as the 1-1 pitch, and that one will stay low for ball two. So Zwack, born and raised in Monticello, Minnesota. The 2-1 pitch, and Spain will hit a high fly ball deep to left center field, but it'll be Luis Matos that'll be short of the warning track there to make the catch. So De Jesus put away on the F8, one gone. Garrett Spain will be coming up. Zwack attended Monticello High School in Minnesota. A three-sport athlete. Recorded a 1.62 ERA and 52 regular season innings during the 2016 season. Struck out a total of 78 batters, allowing just 34 hits as here's a slow roller going to third. Glowenki will vacuum that one up. And we'll give a good toss over to first. Puts him away. 5-3, 2 gone. That will bring up Jomer Hernandez. While playing baseball for Monticello High School, he was the captain for the baseball team. Zwack also played hockey and was the starting QB for Monticello. As here's a ground ball, one hopped over to Glowenki, able to backhand that one, and it's a long toss over to first, and Toribio able to maintain his foot on the bag after reaching out for that one. So Nick Zwack and company retire the side here in the bottom of the sixth inning with those six innings in the books, 2-2 ball game on 95.3, the score.
Dear gas prices, Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. That says it all. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
If you'd have told me 50 years ago that we'd see kids drinking charged up raspberry lemonade flavored Mountain Dew Spark.
Yep.
And making videos, twerking their hind ends. Well, sir, I just flat out not believed you. It does taste mighty good, though, don't it?
Yep.
You know, this Mountain Dew Spark is giving me a great idea.
What's that?
Think I'm going to make a video twerking my hind end.
Get bold with the raspberry lemonade flavor of Mountain Dew Spark.
Summer is upon us, and it's a great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And of course, you will enjoy our homemade fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves is just a short drive north of Florence on Highway 101. Come visit. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Naveja.
Top of the seventh inning we go here at Nat Bailey Stadium. The Emeralds will bring up the bottom half of the lineup and Andy Thomas, Robert Emery, and Simon Whiteman here in this one. It's a 2-2 ball game here in this one. Two runs, five hits, one error for Eugene. Two runs, three hits, no errors here for the Vancouver Canadians. So Andy Thomas has yet to be put away here this afternoon. So far, he is 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. Still face off against Justin Kelly. Kelly kicks and fires, and he'll keep that one low, and it'll be ball one. So Thomas, born and raised in San Diego, California. Was drafted out of Baylor, which he was drafted by the Seattle Mariners. Made his way here to Eugene on a trade that the San Francisco Giants made with the Seattle Mariners as the 1-1 pitch, and Thomas will foul that one off, and the count is 1-2. This was during the trade deadline. San Francisco Giants sent catcher Kurt Casale and the southpaw Matthew Boyd to the Mariners as the 1-2 pitch. Thomas unable to check his swing, the throw down to first, and Thomas will go down on strikes 2-3. So one gone, and Robert Emery will be coming up. And first pitch, Emery will foul that one off, and a quick one-strike count. So Vancouver going with their starter in Wallace. Wallace went 5 innings, 4 hits, an earned run, 2 walks, and 7 punch-outs. Very good start, to say the least. And Justin Kelly, so far with an inning and a third, a hit, an earned run coming off of the bat of Luis Toribio with no walks and 2 bunches. The 2-strike pitch. Emery will leave that one low, and the count will be 1-2. Could possibly be Zwack's last inning. Or he might come out for another. We'll keep you posted, as there is an arm warming up here for the Eugene Emeralds. Two-two. Emery. Ground ball over to second. Tracked down nicely by Hidalgo, having to get rid of that one on a hurry, and will get him out 4-3. Hidalgo able to cover some serious ground over there on second. And with two gone, Simon Whiteman will be coming up. Whiteman has only had one baseball hit his way out in the outfield. Haven't really seen him track down any fly balls. But throughout the season, we've seen him track down pop-ups in shallow center or shallow right, and definitely has that outfielder's motion. That first step, jumping back. Always first step back as an outfielder, as the 1-strike pitch. And that one just touches the outer half of the plate for strike 2. Always as an outfielder, first step back. Should the ball drop in front of you, you can always make the adjustments and always drive that back leg forward so you can get a good jump to run in. Two-two ball game here in the top of the seventh. Toribio was able to tie up the score in the top of the sixth with one swing of the bat. As the 1-2 pitch, and that's a wild miss low and away for ball 2. So the 2 runs so far for the M's, driven by an RBI single by Robert Emery. And Toribio as the 2-2 pitch in there for a strike 3 call on the recta. So it's a 1-2-3 inning here for the Vancouver Canadians and Company. It's the stretch half of the seventh on 95.3, The Score.
Advanced Energy Systems is the area's leading solar and backup power integrator, providing custom energy solutions for residential and commercial clients throughout Oregon. As a trade ally of the Energy Trust of Oregon, services include no-cost site evaluations with individualized proposals, including any tax incentives and utility grants that may apply. To learn more about the very attractive payback results with solar energy, as well as affordable solutions for energy security, visit us at aesrenew.com.
Your smile is as unique as you, and if past dental issues from missing teeth, periodontal disease, or failed root canals keep you from smiling, consider all your options. Just be sure to consider Dr. Shane Sammy at Implant Dentistry of Eugene, where patients receive seamless surgical and restorative procedures from start to finish, all in one office, all by one doctor. With 3 decades post-dental school earning the highest levels of specialized dental implant certifications available, Dr. Shane Sammy is Eugene's dental implant specialist. Your dental health is imperative to overall health, and is why you need an implant dentist with specialized implant training. Dr. Shane Sammy, diplomat of the American Board of Oral Implantology, honored fellow of the American Academy of Implant Dentistry, and general dentist. Dr. Shane Sammy, Eugene's choice for complete dental and implant care, and proud sponsor of your Eugene Emeralds. South Eugene off Willamette Street in Building D, online at sammydmd.com. That's Sammy with one M, dmd.com.
Get out of the park savings now at Kelly's. For a limited time, get up to $2,000 back on select GE Profile appliance packages. Ensure a winning cooking experience that covers all the bases with smart home technology and cutting-edge features in every GE Profile appliance. Hit a home run with free shipping and interest-free financing, too. Shop Kelly's Appliances for the win. Your hometown family-owned appliance store serving Oregon since 1974. You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
So bottom of the seventh inning here as the nine-hitter, Glenn Santiago, coming up with a slow roller to short. And once again, Marco Luciano just unable to glove that one, as that one had a candy hop to it as well and just couldn't knock it down. We'll see how they end up ruling this one. And in the meantime, runner on first once again. It's almost looking like deja vu all over again as Andres Sosa, the one hitter. As Santiago, he gets caught on a rundown. The toss will get down to first, and he gets picked off. So Luciano's error, it's almost like it never happened. Santiago was caught right in the middle of first and second. Not exactly sure what happened there, but the Emeralds will take it. Good heads-up throw there by Thomas, and they'll take it. As the 0-1 pitch is a called strike, and he's got two. So the new pitcher on the mound now, taking over for Zwack, is Brooks Crawford. As a two-strike pitch, grounder over to short. Luciano will be able to knock this one down and will throw it down over to first. So two quick outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning, and here is Damiano Parmigiani. Crawford, 8-3 on the year, 3.23 ERA in a 42 games. As Parmigiani will pop this one up, as Glowenki tracking this one down, calling off Luciano, and it's Glowenki that will come up with the catch. So a total of 5 pitches delivered here in the bottom of the seventh inning, able to get 3 outs, 2-2 on 95.3, The Score.
Summer is upon us, and it's a great time to come to the coast and visit Sea Lion Caves, America's largest sea cave. Take our elevator 208 feet down into a spectacular nature experience. Visit our gift shop with thousands of unique gifts, artwork, and collectibles. And of course, you will enjoy our homemade fudge and popcorn made right here in our gift shop. Sea Lion Caves, just a short drive north of Florence on Highway 101. Come visit. It's a new adventure every day at Sea Lion Caves.
No matter where you go or how you get there, Selco's along for the ride. With mobile deposits and transfers at your fingertips, the security and convenience of mobile payments, and a nationwide network of 30,000 free ATMs. So live a mobile life, and soon you'll be living a good life. Selco Community Credit Union. Join us today.
Dear gas prices, Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. That says it all. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
Russell Wilson here. With Play 60, United Way, and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nebeja.
Top of the eighth inning we go here in this one. As it'll turn into a bullpen game moving on forward here in this one. As Matt Swanson will now be on the mound. And he'll have to deal with the top half of the Emeralds lineup. He'll go up against Hayden Cantrell, Luis Matos, and Marco Luciano. As Cantrell will get an opportunity to go back to that left-handed batter's box. And so far, using that left-handed box for Cantrell has worked for him more. There's the first pitch, and that one missing off of the plate for ball one. Swanson, 3-0 on the year with a 3.74 ERA in just 12 games. 21 and two-thirds innings, 9 earned runs, 3 walks, as Cantrell will lift this one over to center. And Garrett Spain will be there for out number one. Swanson, on those 3 walks, has a total of 23 punches, 23 strikeouts. Opposing batters are hitting .253 against him, a 1.11 whip. So with one out, Luis Matos will be checking in. This will be his 4th time coming up. First pitch, strike one. As far as what Swanson is able to throw, as Matos will hit a rodado going to third. Parmigiani having all day to be able to glove that one and throw out Matos and puts him away on 2 pitches. So with 2 away, Marco Luciano will be coming up. So Swanson on a 5-pitch mix, the sinker 88 to 97, slider 75 to 87, the recta 78 to 95. He's also got the changeup 76 to 89, and he's got the cutter 82 to 86. One oh. Luciano with a healthy hack there, and the count to be 1-1. Tough day in the shortstop office for Luciano. He's had 2 plays that he has been unable to knock down. There was one, a ground ball towards his backhand side. Had some time to be able to get in front of it, but instead tried to go on the backhand side. And this time through, had a slow roller hit his way. Getting the candy hop that he's looking for was in the glove when getting the hop, then just drops. There's a 3-1 pitch, and Luciano will come up with a high fly ball deep to center field. Garrett Spain will go on the run short of the warning track and will come up with the catch for out number 3. So Vancouver will retire the side here at the top of the 8th inning, still tied up at 2-2 on 95.3. The Score.
Advanced Energy Systems is the area's leading solar and backup power integrator, providing custom energy solutions for residential and commercial clients throughout Oregon. As a trade ally of the Energy Trust of Oregon, services include no-cost site evaluations with individualized proposals, including any tax incentives and utility grants that may apply. To learn more about the very attractive payback results with solar energy, as well as affordable solutions for energy security, visit us at aesrenew.com.
Hey fans, do you know your mud hens from your trash pandas?
then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Along with the Eugene Emeralds and Los Monarcas, the Eugene Airport is proud to play a part in what makes Western Oregon such a unique place to be, connecting you to anywhere you want to go. The Eugene Airport is announcing nonstop service to San Jose, California through Southwest Airlines. Book your next trip only at southwest.com. The Eugene Airport is the official airport of the Eugene Emeralds. For business, leisure, and commuting, play local, fly local, fly EUG.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
1-2-3 inning for Vancouver. As he'll come here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Still all knotted up at twos. P.K. Morris, Gabby Martinez, and Miguel Hiraldo. All three will face off against the new arm on the bump. And Nick Morreale. Morreale, 7-4 on the year with a 3.23 ERA in 39 games. The one strike pitch, and Morris will foul that one off. Two strikes. He's got 53 innings of work on 19 earned runs, 20 walks, and 64 punchouts. As the two strike pitch. And good spot there outside. Not giving something that Morris can drive. And the count is 1-2. Morreale got a four-pitch mix in his repertoire as the 1-2 pitch. And here's a elevado over to deep left field to Simon Whiteman. Unable to make the catch over there and left. And that is over the wall. And it is a bombazo. A loud batazo off of the bate, the P.K. Morris, and that one just continued to carry, and Whiteman ran out of room, and that one just able to clear out of here. It's a 3-2 Canadians lead on the go-ahead solo blast. Yabby Martinez fouling off the first offering, and now the count is one strike. Looking at Morris's numbers, that is his 13th long ball of the year. It's the one strike pitch, and that one is fouled back out of play, and he's got two strikes. Opposing batters hitting .216 against Nick Morreale. He's got a 1.21 whip. Giving the Canadians another one-run lead here in this one. Once upon a time, they were up 2-1 in the bottom of the fifth as the two-strike pitch bounced down the third baseline, and the count will remain at two strikes. Morreale's repertoire, the fastball 92-95. The cambio was 88-90. The cutter 90-92. And the slider 84-87 as the two-strike pitch. This one is an elevado over in foul territory as Thomas will call off Toribio. That one is a pop-up next to home plate, and it's one out. So with one out, 3-2 the score. Vancouver, as Miguel Hiraldo will be coming up. And Hiraldo will pop this one up, as this will be Luciano's pop-up, trying to track it down, and he comes up, and he can't even make that grab. Luciano trying to make that grab. And then gives a toss over to second, which sailed over to right. Dupree having to back up the play, which allowed Hidalgo to go from first off to second on that misplayed pop-up. Then on the throw by Marco Luciano sailing over to right, allowing Hidalgo to make it a third. So that is the third error here for Marco Luciano here in this one. That's going to enforce the infield to play in as the first pitch. And that one is off of the plate, and that is ball one. Luciano misreading the pop-up. Overran it a bit, having to come up with a leaping attempt on it. Infield will be playing at the grass here for the Eugene Emeralds. Check runner on third. Then the throw over to first as the 2-0 just can't get that call either. And Morreale in frustration, trying to tell Paul Romer, hey, come on. Gotta cut me some sort of slack. It's a good pitch. And I agree with Morreale. 3-0. And this one is definitely going to be deep enough for Hidalgo to come up with it. And the catch by Simon Whiteman, the throw will be off the money as Hidalgo will tag up and come in to score. It's a 4-2 Canadians lead. So a sack fly granted to Alex De Jesus, and that is the second run that comes in to score here in this one. And with two gone, that's going to bring up Garrett Spain. His first pitch and catches the outer half of the dish. First called strike. The one strike pitch, and Spain will leave that one upstairs for ball one. Spain so far has gotten on base two of the three plate appearances. As the 1-1, Spain will try to track that one down upstairs, and the count is 1-2. It will be a closing situation for Vancouver in the top of the ninth inning. Emeralds will have Toribio, Dupree, and Glowenki. 2-2. And Spain just able to get a piece of it. And it's going to go foul. The 2-2. That one's a high miss. And the count will go full now. Should Spain get on base, Jomer Hernandez is on deck. Morreale on the payoff. And Spain pops this one up. Both Toribio and Thomas trying to track this one down in foul territory. And it'll be Thomas that will be underneath that one and will make the catch. So fasten your seatbelts, Hems fans, as we go to the top of the ninth inning. Emeralds trailing the way 4-2 on 95.3. The score.
The clearest signs of spring, warmer weather, the crack of the bat, and thousands cheering on runners at the Eugene Marathon. The Eugene Marathon has a race for everyone, from the Kids Duck Dash presented by OCCU and the Eugene 5K presented by OCCU to the full and half marathon. Every runner in your family can experience the thrills and excitement of race day. Run in the footsteps of legends and run the Eugene Marathon, held every year during the last weekend in April. Find more information and register online at eugenemarathon.com.
Get away from it all at Eugene's beautiful wine country at Sweet Cheeks Winery. Whether it's your first time visiting a winery or you're a wine pro, their friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you find the perfect bottle. Everyone who visits is like family. You can reserve your wine experience at sweetcheekswinery.com. The tasting room is open daily from noon to 6 p.m. for wine tastings or wine by the glass and bottle at Sweet Cheeks Winery.
Prince Pucklers makes their very own gourmet ice cream, and they serve over 40 different flavors, including their famous chocolate Oreo cookie, mint Oreo cookie, and Oreo Oreo cookie. Prince Pucklers features their popular summertime fresh fruit ice cream in refreshing flavors like strawberry, marionberry, raspberry, and banana, all made with fresh fruits. Stop by before or after the M's game. Prince Pucklers ice cream is located at the corner of 19th and Agate near the U of O. Open noon to 11 daily. Prince Pucklers homemade ice cream, Eugene's own gourmet ice cream since 1975.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
Ems fans, every Friday this season is an OCCU Friday. OCCU members just need to show their OCCU debit card at the PK Park box office for a buy one, get one ticket offer for every Friday night home Ems game. Just show your OCCU debit card at the PK Park box office and receive a buy one, get one compliments of OCCU. Top of the ninth inning here in Nat Bailey Stadium. A pair of runs came in to score in the bottom of the eighth inning on a pop-up misplayed by Marco Luciano and on a solo home run over to left. The Vancouver Canadiens will turn to Connor Cook. And this is definitely going to be a tough one here for the Eugene Emeralds as Cook currently riding on a 7-inning scoreless streak. But nonetheless, anything is possible. Toribio, Dupree, and Glowanki will be coming up here as Cook, 0-1 record with a 5.59 ERA in 10 appearances. And on save situations, he is 8-4-9. Only one blown save on the year. Count evened up at 1-1 now. He has not walked a batter. He has struck out 12. It's a 1-1 pitch. That one misses high and away for ball two. So Cook, quite the pitching repertoire. Got five pitches to work with. Fastball, slider, changeup, sinker, curve. As the 2-1 pitch, Toribio being very patient there at the plate. And the count is 3-1. Fastball clocked in at 88-98. The slider will be 75-87. The cambio 79-90. As Toribio taking a rip at that one, and the count will go full. Sinker, 88-293. He's also got a curva, the curveball, 72-82. As the payoff pitch, and the Toribio go around, and they say no swing. As Toribio, he's going to get on base and give Connor Cook his first walk of the season. We'll just put it this way, folks. That swing was just inches away from it crossing the plate, but nonetheless, Emeralds have the base runner on, and the tying run is at the plate in Jared Dupree. Starts him off. Wild miss outside. Ball one. Cook. 6'1" frame, weighing in at 205 pounds. The 1-0. And that one is missed outside, and that is ball two. We have already seen Cook earlier this week as the 2-0 pitch, and Dupree going to foul that one off, and the count is 2-1. Earlier this week on September 6th, which was on Tuesday, Cook went an inning, only allowed one hit, and struck out two batters. The 2-1 pitch, and Dupree will come up with a ground ball over to second, and it's a wide throw that's going to end up over to left. Toribio is going to go from first to third. They're going to give him the stop sign over at third. and a throwing error there by Miguel Hidalgo to put both runners into scoring position. Nobody out, and Jimmy Glowacki coming up, represented as the go-ahead run. So now both middle infields exchanging some throwing errors here in this one. So now pitching coach Phil Condari is going to call for some time. Dupree officially for anybody scoring back at home. He gets on with the fielder's choice. Toribio advancing to first on the E4 on the throw. First error of the afternoon here for the Vancouver Canadians, and this is smelling like trouble for the Canadians, and things going well here for the M's. Nobody out, runners in scoring position for Jimmy Glowacki. Cook starts him off with one low, and it's ball one. That definitely has to be respects for Jimmy Glowacki after what he did last night and having the power to be able to come up with the lead here with one swing of the bat. 1-0, fouls that one off, and the count is 1-1. With nobody out, runners on second and third now, really putting this Vancouver faithful at the edge of their seat. Talk about an eventful top of the ninth as the 1-1 pitch. And they'll keep that one low. Yeah, the count is 2-1. So very interesting here. Glowacki, hitters count, nobody out. Runners on second and third. Got to expect something here. 2-1, ground ball, and that sneaks into left field for a hit. Toribio will come in to score. And that'll make it to a one-run ball game. 4-3 now, Eugene, on an RBI sencillo for Glowacki. Just as we guessed, 2-1. Glowacki got something that he could drive, bouncing one in between the shortstop and a third base hole. Just like that, the Emeralds find themselves just trailing back to one. As Andy Thomas, runners at the corners, he comes up and will pop this one up, but it'll be out of play. So if you're Andy Thomas right about now, you're looking to have a uppercut swing to be able to get something into the outfield. As a one-strike pitch, fouls that one off. You know he's not there to take pitches. He's there to swing the bate, to try to drive in the runner from third in Jerry Dupree. Two-strike pitch. Thomas, all hands on that one and fouling that one off. The count will remain at two strikes. 4-3 score here in the top of the ninth inning. Runners on first and third with nobody out here for the M's. What looked like was going to be a twin killing. Hidalgo ended up sailing the throw over to left as the two-strike pitch comes up with a fly ball over to left. Dupree will come up. This is a shallow fly ball. Dupree came in to score instead. He's going to put the stop sign over there at third, as a throw by Santiago was a good one there from left. So smart idea there from Carlos Valderrama to hold up Jared Dupree and allow Robert Emery to get to work. For those of you back at home thinking, well, he got the fly ball that he was looking for. Why didn't he wave him? Well, the fly ball wasn't necessarily deep enough. Respecting Glenn Santiago's arm out there in left as one out. And Emery taking the first pitch. That one missing in the bottom half of the zone for ball one. Vancouver infield playing in now. as that'll bring runners in scoring position. Very good heads-up base running by Jimmy Glowenke, who was able to tag up from first and go to second as he saw the throw from Santiago was going to the plate. He said, why not? I'll go to second. 2-0. And that one just touching the outer half of the dish, and it's 2-1. So Robert Emery already with an RBI single in his first plate appearance to drive in Glowenke. Looking for another one here. Emeralds chasing one to tie up the ball game, chasing two for the lead. 2-1. And that one not presented well by Hernandez. And the count will be 3-1. The Emeralds do have the southpaw Juan Sanchez on standby in the pen, taking this one in as a 3-1 pitch. And that one misses low. 4. And La Casa Llena here for the Eugene Emeralds. So both Andres Sosa and Hernandez will come onto the mound and try to contain a Connor Cook there on the mound, as there will be a pinch hitter, and it's Damon Dews going to be pinch hitting for Simon Whiteman here in this one. And that takes a lot of confidence for the coaching staff. You recently get called up, and for your new coaching staff to end up putting you as a pinch hitter in a very big spot here? Well, let's see. Will Damon Dews be due for a base hit? Yes, folks, I just said it. Will Damon Dews be due for a hit? I used it. His first pitch, 1. Doesn't necessarily need to come up with a base hit. A walk ties up the game as Cook getting congested of that breaking ball outside and just reading his body language, not happy about that one. 2-0. That one also missing outside, and it's 3. Three balls, 0, 1 out. La Casa Llena, nowhere to put Dews. As the 3-0, takes that one all the way, and 95 on the gun for 1. A walk does the trick. A base hit will tie or give the Emeralds the lead. 3-1, missing outside. Evened up at 4 on the RBI walk by Damon Dews. And I told you, folks, he was due. So everybody will gain additional 90 feet. And now we are all knotted up at 4, folks. It's been a very interesting top of the 9th inning. And it's a blown save here by Cook as the first pitch to Contrell, and it's a called strike. And it looks like they're going to call a balk on Cook now. And this has turned into madness here for Vancouver as Glowenke will come in to score, represented as the go-ahead run. And Cook upset. Manager Brent Lavallee comes charging from the dugout and trying to talk to Matt Blackborough. And just like that, the Emeralds on top, 5-4 now. So just like that, at the start of this inning, the Emeralds were chasing 2, and now they're up by 1. Anything can happen in baseball, folks. And just like the old saying goes, it's not over till it's over. Lavallee able to get a long argument out of that one, and he still remains in the game. Blackburrow not tossing him here today as he had already tossed him last night. So nonetheless, runners in scoring position for the M's. 5-4 ball game. Infield playing in. As the first pitch, and it's a called strike to Cantrell after that long pause, and he's got to work with two now. Still with just one out here in the top of the ninth. Two-strike pitch. Cantrell battles that one back, and it'll be two strikes. So far, it's been Toribio, Dupree, and Glowenki who have all come in to score here in this one. As Cook making sure he puts extra emphasis on the called time. By the looks of things, didn't look like Blackburrow saw that Cook came set trying to quick pitch Cantrell, which resulted in the balk as the two-strike pitch, and Cantrell will foul that one off. On deck, it is Luis Matos. Two strikes. Cantrell. Fly ball over to left center. Who's going to call it off? It's Garrett Spain. Tagging from third. Coming in to score is Robert Emery. The throw is going to be cut off by Sosa. And with two outs, Emeralds able to come in with another run. 6-4. Cantrell does his job to drive in run number four here in the inning, and the Emeralds are looking to hang on to this two-run lead, but still pending. Runner in scoring position, two outs. Luis Matos is there at the plate. They're going to toss it over to third just in case. And Parmigiani stepping on the bag in case Emery ran a little too far. The one strike pitch, and that's going to be a line drive straight to the second baseman, Hidalgo. So it'll be Juan Sanchez that will have to shut the door here in the bottom of the ninth inning unexpectedly, but it's four runs, one hit, one error, and one runner left on base. 6-4, Eugene on 95.3, the score.
I'm Jenny Bennett, the Vice President of Marketing at Summit Bank. Why is community banking important? As the only bank headquartered in Eugene, all of Summit's banking decisions are made locally. This, along with strong homegrown support and relationships, is the reason we are the local community bank of choice for businesses and the markets we serve. We are Summit Bank, your local business bank. Proud supporters of the Eugene Emeralds. Stop by and see us on the corner of Broadway and Oak in downtown Eugene.
When you have a medical emergency, you can be confident choosing the ER at Mackenzie Willamette Medical Center. You'll find telemedicine services for neurology and critical care, and specialists in general surgery, cardiology, and orthopedics, plus our 30-minute pledge. Emergencies can't wait. We are safe and ready to care for you. Call 911 for medical emergencies. Specialists are employed and independent members of the medical staff. Mackenzie Willamette Medical Center is owned in part by physicians.
Picture another world, another dimension, where left is right, up is down, and chicken sandwiches only cost $1. This place exists, and it's called the Carl's Jr. app. So when you buy one hand-breaded chicken sandwich, you get another for just a buck.
Cluck bait!
It's time to fall for some cluck bait. Bite into the hand-breaded chicken menu only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating restaurants exclusively in the Carl's Jr. app or website by registered My Rewards members. Tax not included. See app or website for additional terms and conditions.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Nevaeha.
Bottom of the ninth inning we go here in this one. The Emeralds on top by two after four runs coming in to score in the top of the ninth inning. The Emeralds will turn to their closer in Juan Sanchez. Sanchez He's going to have to come up with the 8, 9, and 1 hitters due up here in the bottom of the ninth. Going into this ninth inning, the Emeralds were the ones that were trailing by 2, and now here they are up by 2. So Hernandez, Santiago, and Sosa will be coming up here as Sanchez kicks and fires, and not exactly sure where that one missed, but it'll be ball 1. 3-0 record here for Juan Sanchez, 3.83 ERA in 39 relief appearances as the 1-0, and that one a little more off of the plate outside, 2 balls and no strikes. 51 and two-thirds innings, 22 earned runs, 28 walks, and 74 punch-outs. As the 2-0, and that one missing outside once again, and Sanchez falls behind, 3-0. And that one missing up. And it'll be ball 4. So now this puts the Emeralds in a tough spot now with the base runner on Hernandez. The tying run is coming up to the plate in Glenn Santiago. And a pinch runner will be coming into this one. After Jomer Hernandez getting on with the walk. And Michael Turconi will be pinch running here for Hernandez. So that's going to bring up Glenn Santiago. So far, he's been able to get on base all 3 times, but 2 of the 3 have been on errors as first pitch starts him off with a called strike, 0-1. The 1-strike pitch, and Santiago will find himself in a 2-strike jam now. So Juan Sanchez, the fastball 91 to 93, the changeup 84 to 86, and the slided 81 to 84 as the 2-strike pitch. That one will stay inside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Runner on first, bottom of the ninth, 6-4. 1-2 pitch, and Santiago will foul that one back. He's going to stay alive. So Simon Whiteman will take in the remainder of the game from the dugout as Damon Dews will be taking over and left. As the 1-2 pitch, this one is popped up. Andy Thomas trying to track this one down, and he will behind the dish. So one gone, and it'll be Andres Sosa that will represent the tying run, still with a runner on first. That's the first pitch to Sosa, and he'll take that one low, and it's ball 1. Sosa. Going after that one, 1-1 the count. To Vancouver, Wallace, Kelly, Swanson, Cook. For the M's, they've gone with Zwack, Crawford, Morreale, and now Sanchez. As Sosa falls behind with a 1-2 count, requesting for some time before getting into the box. One, two. And Sosa will leave that one in, and it'll be ball two. Should the Emeralds win this one, they'll jump to a 3-1 series lead. And, of course, the streak still in line. Which one am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Emeralds not losing a series since May 17th. And that was a series against the Spokane Indians. Would very much like to finish up the regular season on a winning note that time, as a 3-2 pitch in there for a strike three call. Is it Poncha Andres Sosa on a big one as another one bites the dust. And the last hopes will go to Damiano Parmigiani. Sanchez just one out away from closing this door shut and getting save at number 7. As Parmigiani was trying to even up the score with a swing like that, and the count is 1 strike. The 1 strike pitch, and that one misses inside, and the count will be 1-1. Tomorrow we'll be back to our normal 7:05 first pitch time on Fireworks Extravaganza night, the last one of the season here for the Vancouver Canadiens. It's the 1-1, Parmigiani going after that one, and it's down to the last strike. One ball, 2 strikes, runner on, 2 outs. Here's the pitch. Parmigiani pops this one up. Glowenki tracking this one down in foul territory. Will try to track that one down, and no, it is off of the fencing. So Parmigiani will stay alive for another pitch. No real chance of Jimmy Glowenki able to make that grab. Really would have had to show some sort of Michael Jordan type of act to first off get the hops and to stretch out the arm. 1-2. Parmigiani pulling that one, and it'll go a foul. Sanchez on the 1-2, pulled once again, going foul, and making this last out rather interesting. Do it again, 1 ball, 2 strikes, here's the pitch. And that one is taken outside for ball 2. Still a base runner on first. 2-2. And once again, missing outside, and it'll be ball 3, and that will fill up the count. Should Parmigiani get on base, P.K. Morris is on deck. The payoff. And that one is fouled off. Parmigiani refusing to let this one go. Sanchez will deliver his 10th pitch here against Damiano Parmigiani. There's the payoff, and Parmigiani will pull one over to third. Glowenki knocked it down, the low throw, and he's still able to get the out, and it is final. And you could put a W on the board for your Eugene Emeralds. They're able to win this one in a final of 6-2-4 as they capitalize on a 3-1 series lead here against the Vancouver Canadiens. So what a win here for the M's. What looked like it was going to be the ending of the game in the top of the ninth inning, trailing by two, they end up scoring four runs, and they're the ones that are up two. So the Emeralds trying to carry some positive momentum in the weekend for Saturday and on a Sunday, trying to finish on a hot note to go into the postseason and try to be the hotter team going into it. So we'll go ahead and step aside. When we come back, we'll go ahead and hit you guys with the Instaprint postgame show along with the Destination Newport Out of Town scoreboard. As visit Instaprint for everything from self-serve copies to commercial printing and mailing. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff can take your project from idea to completion. Locally owned and operated Instaprint is conveniently located downtown Essex and Tyler on 95.3 The Score.
You know that sound anywhere. It's the crisp crunch of that first nacho chip. With its perfect cheese to sour cream ratio sitting atop a layer of delicious beans, it's a sip away from perfection. That's what we're looking for. Add a delicious, refreshing Pepsi and we've achieved absolute nacho nirvana. Because while you can pile those nachos high with every spicy, cheesy, savory topping, there's no topping a cool Pepsi finish. Nachos, better with Pepsi. That's what I like.
No matter where you go or how you get there, Selco's along for the ride. With mobile deposits and transfers at your fingertips, the security and convenience of mobile payments, and a nationwide network of 30,000 free ATMs. So live a mobile life, and soon you'll be living a good life. Selco Community Credit Union. Join us today.
Nova Health is now Best Med. New name, same great care. From the common cold, strains, sprains, to treating hives and poison oak, Best Med Urgent Care is here for you and your family. We also offer sports physicals for youth athletes. Walk-ins welcome. Best Med Urgent Care is open daily with several locations in Eugene and Springfield, making it easy to receive care even on the weekends. Visit bestmedclinics.com to learn more and check in online. Best Med, care that is personal.
The living is fantastic right now. There's so much to do and see, going to an M's game, hanging with friends, wrapping down the McKenzie, celebrating a wedding, enjoying a barbecue. Whatever you do, have fun and be sure you're safe on the road. Think about sharing a ride or hailing a ride. Make the right choice. Grab a ride, just don't drink and drive. This is a friendly reminder from MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to be sure you get home safely.
Dear gas prices, Toyota is the number one retail brand for electrified vehicles for 22 years. That says it all. Toyota hybrids. Find yours at Toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Based on manufacturer estimates, CY 2000 through 2021 sales.
You're listening to Emeralds Baseball on 95.3 The Score. Now back to the ballpark with Alex Naveja.
Welcome inside the Instaprint postgame show here in Nat Bailey Stadium. Alex Naveja with you all, and it is a pleasure to be a part of your Friday night, wherever you may be, as Eugene Emeralds able to come from behind here in this one and hang on to a 6-4 lead. What a second half of this game it has been. The first half was more looking like a pitcher's duel for both Zwack along with Wallace, but some numbers here in this one. With this win for the Emeralds, they are now 79-48 overall, 31 games above 500. The Vancouver Canadiens are now sitting 67-60 on the year. Despite Nick Morreale allowing the two runs on the bottom of the eighth inning, he is the winning pitcher. 8-4 on the year as Connor Cook losing his second game to go 0-2, and Juan Sanchez able to collect his seventh save of the year. So let's go ahead and recap this one for you all, as the Eugene Emeralds were able to get the first run on the board, In the top of the second inning, it would be a two-out single by Jimmy Glowacki to keep the inning alive, followed by Andy Thomas getting a single to have runners on first and third. Then Robert Emery on the RBI sencillo to drive in Jimmy Glowacki. 1-0 would be the game. But fast forward it to the bottom of the fifth inning, the Canadians would drive in two runs, Santiago getting on the E6, and he would get on. Andres Sosa with the walk, and the two RBI doblete by P.K. Morris would allow Santiago and Sosa to come in to score to give them one of their one-run leads, 2-1 in that one. In the very next inning for the M's in the top of the sixth, a one-out solo cuadrangular de Luis Toribio to even up the score 2-2. But it wouldn't stay 2-2 for long, as the bottom of the eighth inning, P.K. Morris would lead the inning off against Nick Morreale on a solo bombazo over to left to be able to give them the 3-2 lead. Then another one would come in to score as another fielding error by Marco Luciano would allow Miguel Hidalgo to advance a second, then a throwing, then with a throw by Luciano, his throw would sail over to right, allowing Hidalgo to advance over to third. So just like that, what was supposed to look like a routine grounder over to short resulted in Hidalgo standing at third. Then the RBI sac fly by Alex De Jesus, allowing Hidalgo to tag up from third and to come in to score to give them the 4-2 lead off of Nick Morreale. So you would think this game is over, right? Well, in the top of the ninth inning, the Emeralds drove in four runs on Luis Toribio on the leadoff walk. Then Jerry Dupree, what was going to look like a 4-6-3 double play, Dupree grounding it to second, ends up getting on the E4 by Miguel Hidalgo, just trying to turn the double play, and the throw sailing over to left to allow Toribio to go from first to third on the play. Dupree was able to get on with the throwing error. Then the RBI single by Jimmy Glowacki would allow Toribio to come in to score. Cuts it down to a one-run game. Then a walk by Robert Emery would load up the bases. Then the RBI pinch hit walk by Damon Dews would allow Jerry Dupree to come in to score. Then Hayden Contrell would come up on an RBI sac fly to center to allow Emery to tag up and to come in to score to make it the fourth run of the ninth inning to give the Emeralds a 6-4 lead, a two-run lead in that one. Then in the bottom of the ninth inning, Juan Sanchez getting a runner on, and the tying run would come up to the plate in at least three occasions, with Hernandez getting on with the leadoff walk and with Santiago, Sosa, and Parmigiani all failing to be able to get anything going with that, which resulted in the Emeralds' final score of 6-4 here in this one. Some other final numbers here in this one. Time, 2 hours, 28 minutes, and a total attendance of 6,413. A near sellout crowd here in this one. So now it's time for the Destination Newport Out of Town Scoreboard. As this summer, year-round, discover all Newport has to offer. A world-class aquarium, museums, the beautiful Yacuna Head Lighthouse, and more. Newport is home to many popular restaurants, breweries, and unique shops. Love nature? Enjoy fishing, crabbing, hiking, and mountain biking. Your adventure starts at discovernewport.com, as the Giants have already started against the Chicago Cubs. It'll be a three-game series against the Cubbies. The Giants currently trailing Chicago 4-2 here in this. So the game is at the bottom of the eighth inning, as Jarlin Garcia is currently on the bump against Seiya Suzuki for the Cubs. And so far, looking at the Giants' offensive numbers, Villar able to get his third double of the year against Smiley. Then Longoria able to come up with his 12th double as well. This one off of Rodriguez. No multi-hit games here for the Giants. So far, 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error for the Gigantes. 4 runs, 5 hits, and 1 error for Chicago here in this one. Still some baseball left here in this one, and the Giants will be coming up with their last lives in the top of the 9th inning. So now let's head on over to Sacramento for AAA action as the Rivercats haven't gotten this one underway against the Aviators. The Sacramento Rivercats will have this one 9:45 p.m. Eastern time here in this one at Sutter Health Park. It's a to-be-determined pitcher for the Rivercats going up against Hogan Harris for the Aviators here in this one. Once again, 9:45 p.m. Eastern time, 6:45 p.m. Pacific time here or there at Sacramento. So here's another game that is still not quite underway. In another half hour or so, or maybe even less, in about 20 minutes will be underway. It'll be the Richmond Flying Squirrels against the Bowie Bay Sox in that one. So that one will be a 7:05 p.m. Eastern time, a 4:05 p.m. Pacific time first pitch. Now let's head on over to our final stop with Low A San Jose as the Giants hosting the Grizzlies here in this one at Excite Ballpark. And Liam Simon will be getting a start here in this one going up against Jared Condi. As first pitch of this one is 9:30 p.m. Eastern time, 6:30 p.m. Pacific time there at Excite Ballpark. So what's coming up next for the Emeralds? Tomorrow they'll be back in action and back to the normally scheduled time at 7:05 p.m., 6:50 pregame show on 95.3 The Score. Hope you guys can join us in that one. The pitching probables for tomorrow will be the righty Jake Wong against the righty Nathaniel Perez. Or pardon me, that's going to be Sunday's pitching probables. Saturdays, tomorrow's, it will be the righty Mason Black against the righty Danian Santos. Santos will get his first start against the Eugene Emeralds this year. That is a 7:05 first pitch time, 6:50 for the pregame show action on 95.3 The Score. Once again, hoping you guys can join us for all of the coverage. As that's all we've got left for you guys here at Nat Bailey Stadium. Once again, your Eugene Emeralds coming up with a 6-4 win. Nick Morreale getting the win with a record of 8-4 now on the year. Losing pitcher is Cook. He has a record of 0-2. And Sanchez able to come up with the 7th save on the year. Emeralds 79-48 overall, and the Canadiens 67-60. I am Alex Nemeca saying thank you so much for tuning into this one. It was a pleasure to be a part of your Friday afternoon wherever you were. And on behalf of my lovely board op all the way from Eugene, Oregon, Bethany, saying thank you so much for tuning into this one. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Buenas tardes to each and every one of you all. Y como siempre, like always, arriba los Emeralds on 95.3 The Score.
Thank you for listening to another Eugene Emeralds broadcast on your home for the M's, 95.3 The Score. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.